Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בין...
Hello, we are in a lesson in the topic of work with faith above reason. We'll read selected excerpts. We're up to item number 44, excerpt 44. You may find the materials in the Arvut system. You can ask questions on cub.tv, faith above reason.
Yes, this is the work that should always be before our eyes. Our whole progress is in raising the sparks of the will to receive from Malchut to Binah to faith. If we are going forward correctly, then the desire of Malchut awakens in us, and we must always try as much as possible through the environment, which is the friends, the group, and the study, studying the words of Kabbalists. This way, we try to raise everything that is revealed in our will to receive, pulling us down. We are aware of it, that this is done deliberately. The Creator is increasing the evil inclination in us so that we will raise it up to the degree of Binah. That way we will attach, we will strengthen Binah with all of our desires that awaken in us. This is why, and there was evening and there was morning one day. This is how we will do it each time, and each and every moment. It doesn't matter what state we're in. We need to be cautious about it, to see that this the highest state that may appear to us can also be as night, as darkness, and above it we can make an ascent, rise above reason. And this is how we determine what is night and what is day, and we can rise this way from each and every state we have. This is why everything depends on us, on what we determine to be the day, and maybe this night for us becomes night because we want a greater light, a day that will shine, will illuminate even more, a higher degree of Binah. And this is how we advance. So these matters of day and night are relative with respect to the person, and he determines when is day and when is night and how many days and nights he's going through in this way. The movement towards the Creator, coming closer to the Creator, can be only when we are in these two states. That is, night, day, specifically in such a way where first there is darkness, or there is no darkness, but we determine it to be darkness relative to the spiritual degree that we wish to come to. And then the present state is already as night for us, as darkness. And this is how we advance to the day. And as much as we shift with high frequency, rushing from evening and night to the morning, the day, this is how, with good pace, with speed, we can advance so that darkness will shine as light, that we shift, we elevate to above reason, to the degree of faith, all of these desires that appear in us in a negative form, in the form of reception. And each time, more and more, meaning each time greater desires are revealed, meaning we feel a deeper descent, and along with that, we reach a state where we feel a higher ascent. And this way, each time, so that the nights will be deeper, more dark, and the days will be more illuminating, and this way, we have to measure ourselves as much as the gap between the descent and the ascent will be greater and greater for us. However, we need to be in the middle, not belonging to the descent or to the ascent. We need to be in the middle to connect to ourselves both the descents and the ascents, the darkness and the light, because darkness will shine as light. The darkness has to shine for us in that it brings us a will to receive disappointments, problems, confusions. However, we're happy about it because we realize that specifically from that, we will reach a greater intensity in our ascent to Binah. And that way, the greater the descent, the greater the ascent. And we, in the meanwhile, are constantly guarding ourselves to be in the middle line. And in this line, we constantly want to be connected to the Creator. As it says, yours is the day and yours is the night. That's not important for us. Rather, these two forces, these two means, we need to get them from both sides, and the most important for us is to rise between them, on the middle line, in between the two of them. And this is why we, being in the middle line, we build ourselves on the middle line. And these two forces, these two lines, right and left, reception and bestowal, we attribute them to the Creator. The Creator is doing that. He created for us the evil inclination, and He reveals it on the left line. He shines to us with the light of Torah called the right line, and we, from the two of them, when we specifically join the two of them, then we reach the middle line, which is our way to resemble the Creator. Our congruence, the place of our adhesion with the Creator, on the middle line. This is actually what we need to establish to ourselves in the meantime, so that each and every moment we will recognize ourselves in the middle line on top of the two opposite states that we are constantly going through. That's it. This is what is important for us. We are in 44 now, right? Except 44? Yes, Dudi.
I'd like to ask, after this powerful convention we went through, I feel some kind of fade. And the question is, do we need to constantly try and equalize ourselves to the previous state that there was and to constantly hold on to it, or to aim forward?
I am warning you not to look back. We have this example from the wife of Lot, from the Torah. This story, where Lot, he was a relative of Abraham. He wanted to stay and not to go in the direction of Israel, and he said, I'll stay here in Sodom. Sodom is a city that existed next to Yam HaMelach. And Abraham said, okay, if you want to stay, go ahead and stay here. And so what then? So Lot had a wife, and when they were about to leave, she turned and looked back at what they were leaving, and there were houses there and their business and everything. Allegorically, this is how the Torah is telling us that, meaning Lot's wife means the desire that exists in the person, and this desire looks at what it had before, And this is what is precious for it. This is what it is familiar with. This is what is good for it. It is, it knows these things and it wants to stay with that. It has some inclination towards that. It cannot disconnect itself from the previous state. And not being able to disconnect itself from the previous state, this is actually holding it. And it cannot go forward. This is what it says there. That she doesn't want to go forward. She was looking back. And they stayed in that city, whatever the Torah tells us there. In short, they just stayed there. They didn't go forward on the path. You need to read this story. It's actually quite interesting. There are many details there about spiritual work, as usual, in the Torah, in an allegoric form. But you have many things there, up to the very last detail. What am I trying to say? That we must not look back at what we went through in the Congress. We must not. Whatever it was. If it was, it's done, it's dead. We're not going back to that. It doesn't matter what it was. Don't try to bring the situation back. Don't try to remember all of these details. It is forbidden for us. This is a reshimo, a record. It's a record we use already, and it's flawed already. We cannot yearn for it anymore. That's it. As it says, that he swallowed up the riches and vomited them. It's forbidden to be in that. We need to go forward. Forward where? Above reason? To which state? A new one. Why can't I remember what I had before? Because this is already a record that I had done. I did something with it, I engaged with it, I corrected it to some extent as much as I was able to. More than that, no. The Creator will give us new states. I need to work on the new states. Only whatever awakens right now and what was there yesterday, it's dead. It does not exist anymore. I'm not going there. I can only take the records as also with the declines, and we learn it from the Pratzufim, Galgalta Absag, this is on the way down, but we, in our ascent from below upwards, we specifically do not look back at all. Each moment that we went through, it is either corrected or corrupted, but it cannot be used anymore, as it says, and they shall be new in your eyes. I need to engage only in something new. That's it. Therefore, I saw people who even go back, they travel to places where we had some connection, some congress, some picnic, all kinds of things. There is no such thing to go there. You can't go back to pictures, images we had before, none of that. Everything you have to build anew. I recommend this to you, don't forget, and only relate to our walk in life in this way. Yes, Dudi.
Yesterday, with your recommendation, we did a summary.
A summary, that is something that's different.
We did look back, though.
Yes, but we need to learn from it and go forward. A summary is something that you do after the work in order to learn the good things, the bad things, where we'll be successful, where we'll be not successful. But all of this is for the next state. This is why it is called a summary. We summarize it, we seal it, cut it off, and with this summary we're going forward. But it's not that we want to go back.
So what's this flawed reshimo, this flawed record, if I look back to what was?
What are you doing it for?
In order to learn. You're saying to learn is a summary, but if I immerse into it, if I sink into it, then that's not good?
It's not good. And also taking the record from there, we need to learn what record, what impression from what we had. and go forward. Yes?
In relation to what do I measure myself? What is now faith above? In what do I need to measure myself now?
Everything that is revealed to me right now is as if I am born anew each day. It's as if I had nothing yesterday. I only know how to learn from yesterday, but if I relate correctly with faith about reason, then I will advance. That's it. Now, which record is revealed in me today? I look at it, and actually it's good. We look at it, we had such impressions, such connections, and today we have nothing. It's excellent that we have nothing. It's very good. This means that I now begin to take, I can take a new Rishimo, a new record that is revealed now, and it is dark, it's broken, it's incorrect, wrong, and I can start to work with this new Rishimo, this new record, in order to connect myself to the 10. What, where is my 10? Wait a minute. I had a 10, now I don't have it. So I need to put them back together. So I see that I'm in a new state where I have nothing before me, it's all empty, and we have to build ourselves anew. This is the correct, good state for the new spiritual form.
So
I'm reborn, and now nothing, and...
Yes, go build a group, build the 10, and start to look for what is our purpose, why, what for, etc. Start as if you were now born again, born anew in a new world, and you have nothing from yesterday. Besides the records, specifically the fact that I was successful yesterday, today I feel in the opposite form. I feel more darkness.
What does it mean to rebuild the group?
Connection, as if we didn't have any connection. Today, I don't feel the connection, I don't feel anything. I get up. Do I have friends? What is left of these friends? Just the covenant. The covenant, that's what I have left. So that I can start to connect with them again. We committed each and every time to start anew, each time to build from scratch the connection between us and to find in it each day, in this connection between us, find a new creator. This is how it is, as Rabbi Zusha says, that every day I have a new creator. Okay. Something else? No? Okay. Well, as usual, Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. So, what to do with this sensation of criticism and sorrow that awakens?
This is excellent. All of these negative things, seemingly negative, that appear, it is the foundation for the new state that I'm building each time, more and more. So on top of the fact that I achieved connection, now a new degree is revealed to me, and it starts from the broken desire. So a greater broken desire opens up for me, and I feel myself in a state in which I haven't been before. So now I have to build a new, the group and everything.
Yesterday, when we did the summary, then suddenly I felt how much I missed, how much I could exert more, give more towards connection. And suddenly it awakens like this feeling of...
So, when you bring light to the previous state, what you feel it for the future. There is none as wise as the experienced one. So now you can use it today, and you don't have to wait for the next Congress. You have a Congress each and every day, and you don't have to gather 5,000 people virtually. You can do it each and every day emotionally, spiritually. Not through the communication lines, but through your desires.
Last question, if I may. We see many times clips from previous conventions, from gatherings of friends, etc. Is that okay to do?
This, yes. It's just something that awakens us. But again, it's not that we regret that we were not there. It's too bad. I wish we could go back to that state now. No, God forbid. None of it. Also, it won't work for you, really. So this is why we all have to yearn forward. It's the general defensive force is working on us, so really you can't be mistaken about it so much. But we together have to look for the new state.
Can
I also ask a question?
Go ahead.
When you give us in the morning lesson your impressions with Rabash, what you experienced with him, then we also enter that state that you went through then. Also in the campuses, we tell students about conventions, etc. Am I giving them a summary or a sensation? How do I do it without going back?
You give them an impression as an example. This is called the act of the, or the deed of the forefathers is a sign for their sons, for the children. The forefathers is something that happened already, and the children, the sons, is what will be. So by this, you want to bring them to some future state. And it's not that now we're beginning some archaeological excavations. Is this clear? Good. Kiev.
Вот вы сказали в начале урока, что мы вот таким образом, что каждый раз поднимаемся.
You said in the beginning of the lesson that in such a way we constantly ascend darkness to light, etc. We strengthen Bina. What did you mean?
The bringing the will to receive from in order to receive to in order to bestow. This is called considered that we strengthen Bina, we connect Malchut with Bina in pieces more and more and more. Or we elevate ourselves, our soul. It doesn't matter how you call it, from the ground, from the earth to the heavens. There are all kinds of such words that we refer to it.
You also said that we raise an egoistic desire above reason. How do we do that? I know that we're constantly working above it. We don't raise it. We just include ourselves.
It doesn't matter. It's not about the words. It's not about the words. For the time being, we're just using words. We don't have these emotions, these precise discernments. But later it will all work out. We have Tel Aviv 4.
In a state of descent, is it good to remember the past in order to get greatness of the friends?
In a state of descent, the best is to annul before the friends. That is the safest means.
PT20.
Rav, please tell us, to which place were you talking about in the convention? In what place did you direct your words? Because I didn't get a thing.
Congress, I'm intending, aiming for the place of the gathering, so that from all of our desires, we eventually connect in the central point, which is the point of connection of all of us. We feel it more or we feel less, this point, but this is the point that I had in mind. And also the Creator intends for this point, for the connection between all people. That is all. What else can I intend or aim for? PT25.
Also, we did a convention summary in the 10, and although the inspiration in general is very high, There's a difference between friends. Some felt more, some felt less. And Rabash writes that you need to share the profits equally, the gains equally. How can we do so? If one feels more, then how can he distribute it equally so he won't feel he got more than the friends?
We cannot do this or even think about this. Now we have to think only about connection. We should feel ourselves as included in a common desire. This is the step that we have ahead of us. And to perform all kinds of intellectual calculations or emotional ones for the time being, well, it's premature. Even in the future, don't think that we will have that. We need to be in where we are right now. Maktu.
Доброе утро, учитель, товарищи. Вот мы учим, что мы все ощущаем.
Good morning, teacher, friends. We learn that we discover everything from the oppositeness. From your explanation now, I understand that I compare myself now to a previous state. Do I need to compare myself now to a future state?
If I imagine to myself a more exalted state than the present one, this is called yearning for the state of Bina, from Malchut to Bina. This is how we need to do it. But how can I envision to myself the degree of Bina? From where do I know it? From how do I know? So Kabbalists tell us this is called faith above reason, where you are more connected with the friends than in the present state. That is the next degree, the next state. Try to envision it to yourself and to be included and actualize this state between you. That is all. PT 31.
In relation to looking back and the approach to realizing Rav's advice, yesterday you gave us clear advice how to act in the ten. Now when we met, some friends said, Rav said in the past, are there different advice and sometimes he changes? Is the correct and precise approach to hear the most recent advice from Rav as they come from the new estate?
Usually this is how it is. You need to listen to the latest advice. And the previous pieces of advice, we need to understand in what way I said them, what was the context, according to what. Sometimes it may sound the complete opposite. I'm not citing that all of my advice that you hear are correct for the present state, because it all depends on the state that we had back then towards something, someone. Therefore, you can't just take some sentence from some lesson from a few years ago and say, that's it. Look what he said back then. You have to research this whole thing, and also it's not certain that if you will research it, you will understand what it's about, and you will enter that state. The best thing is, you heard what was said right now? Do that. Keep it. Don't look for all kinds of excuses. Rabash and Bala Sulam are our teachers. Constantly learn from them. And without your own interpretations, but rather what they write. You don't have to listen to me. You need to listen to what they are telling us. Rabash and Bala Sulam. This is our source, and besides that, nothing, including me. No. That's it.
Hello Rav, hello Kli, I hope you hear me well and that the question is appropriate. You said that I turn the day into the new night. If we take what Dudi said, that there was an ascent a day after the convention, but I didn't bring the night came itself to a descent, and now I need to overcome this. How do we take the day and turn it to night with our own initiative?
We don't turn the day into the night. What are you saying?
When you started the lesson, you spoke about the fact that I rise in sanctity and my day needs to turn to night and rise. There's an excerpt in Rabash that he says you need to always add. I always feel that darkness doesn't come from me. It comes from outside and I need to overcome it to bring dayness, to bring the day.
That's true. But I make the night become the night and the night becomes the day. This is by me constantly being drawn forward to adhesion with the friends and to adhesion with the Creator inside of the friends. And I want to discover the state where we are all connected between us, so much so that in it I feel already that the Creator is about to be revealed more and more and more. This is what I'm yearning for. And when I, while yearning for this state, to discover the connection between us with such an intensity in the form of the Creator, the force of bestowal, a mutual force of bestowal between us, in which our spiritual higher root is revealed. When I yearn for this, I go through all kinds of different states, rejection, connection, yearning, indifference, all kinds of things. But I'm constantly yearning to be aimed towards the connection between us and the Creator inside of it. That's it.
So if I understand correctly, every state that I'm in, no matter what, I want to connect even more.
Yes.
Then everything will happen from there.
Yes. And then we signed a covenant for it. We agreed that we're going to help each other. So I look at myself, what state am I in? Not what do I feel in this state, but rather in each and every state? How much can I help the friends to be even more united with greater adhesion? And according to that, I testify to my state. I forget about myself and I'm immersed in them, like a mother taking care of the children. So it doesn't matter what she feels, good or bad, but she has to get up and she has to take care of them and feed them and prepare them and do everything for them. And her own, the state of her own health, she doesn't quite care about it. What is important for her is how can she take care of them? This is how I need to see myself, right? From my malchut, how do I take care of all of my children, the group, the friends, so that they will all be connected, so that they will all be full, satisfied because I'm preparing them for a meeting with the Creator. They will all be clothed in a clothing of Hasadim, so there they can receive the illumination of Chokhmah. This is our daily work. And I don't look at myself. I am under restriction. Who am I? I'm only there in order to help them, support them, arrange them.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
You said towards the end, when you spoke, that between the left line and the right line, I try and hold myself in the middle line. Also, a few days ago, we learned that the middle line comes from the Creator. So what does that mean?
That I yearn to be on the middle line, so that I'm personally not influenced by the right or the left. I just use them in order to detect the state which is between them, to prepare myself to feel the middle line, which is the Creator. From him it comes both the bad way seemingly and the good way seemingly, but I want to yearn for him, for wholeness, and reach him. You will reach him. Turkey too.
Dear Rav, a question from our time. Should we follow the advice of the Kabbalists or should we develop them? Should we develop them?
The advice of Kabbalists is for us to develop ourselves up to the level where we will be able to implement the advice of the Kabbalists. By this, we will reach the right connection. Now we don't know what is the right connection. As a result, the result of the good, or the correct connection is the true, correct kli, which we put together from our broken pieces, from our egoistic desires, until they will come together, complete each other in some form, even the smallest one, one divided by 125 on the very first spiritual degree, and even at that degree, it would only be a third of this degree in the form of Ibu, conception, later on Yenika, Sakling, and Mohin. So the first degree, then Ibu, Yenika, Mohin on the second degree, and this is how we will advance. We have many states. So, only in the form of my concession towards the ten, only in the form that I want to support them, and my whole life is in that. I'm not thinking about myself, I'm thinking about how do I gather the group through my efforts. And in that, I keep myself, sustain myself. This is how we build spirituality.
Bulgaria 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Мы говорили о том, что мы в нашей мысли мы представляем, что более объединенные в десятки.
We spoke that we in our thoughts we imagine the future state of additional connection. How can we pass on this state to humanity?
We need to explain to the whole of humanity and first of all to ourselves, and we can talk about it in the ten, in the groups, that everything that is happening all over the world on all levels, in the still, vegetative, the animate, and people, everything that is happening which is less than the ideal perfection is happening because we are not connected. And the more we will try to connect between us, we will discover that the world, on the one hand, will seem to us as more corrupted. On the other hand, it will take on a more corrected form. So much so that in this corrected form, we will start to feel a flow of a new life, not the way it is for us now. And the flow of this new life, this force that will clothe in reality, will be called the Creator. This is how He will be revealed. And this is why we have to explain to humanity that besides the general connection among everyone, we lack nothing. And nature, the Creator in Gematria, it's nature, it's the same. Nature is one of the names of the Creator. He deliberately gives us all of these corrupted states so that we will understand how much we have to correct ourselves and where we have to correct ourselves. And this is why, let's say now, when we have this pandemic, this virus, and we feel how much the world is becoming emptied of all of the good things, as if that it had. People are losing their, you know, workplaces. People are losing their various states, their abilities to profit, to succeed. We all feel that it's as if the world is disintegrating, falling apart. It is all in order for us to realize quicker that connection between us is the salvation. Nothing else can save us. Nothing else can assist us to reach a way to even provide ourselves with the ordinary life, but only according to the degree of our connection. And therefore, we now have these vaccinations. So now we have vaccinations. Seemingly there is hope that we will be healthy and once again we will be able to go out to work and have all kinds of different states. We will be able to start flying from one place to another. We will renew all of these connections between us. It is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Eventually, humanity must, well, we together are now at the time of the Messiah, the very last stage of the correction of humanity. The last stage, meaning, well, it's a stage. It can take many years, but it is such years, it's such a stage, such a time where each and every moment we will discover how much we must have connection, either in a positive way or in a negative way. And therefore, we have to disseminate like we never had throughout history, including in recent years. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is becoming revealed to everyone. This is why we're going out to everyone and we're not afraid to tell about it. And from one day to the next, people need to realize that we have a method for the correction of the world, to bring the whole world to a safe, good state. Otherwise, it will not happen. This is why when we go out to disseminate today, we have to explain this. And for the world to see that what we're saying is true, it's correct. It will not be better. It's not going to be better unless to the extent that we will cause the world to be more connected, to bring different nations, different countries closer. It's not between the governments. You realize that in the governments, what they know is only how to divide everything up in order to stay, to control, at least each one of them in their place. This is why we have to realize that upon us is only to disseminate the method of connection. We're all equal, we're all important, you don't have one who is more and one who is less. We are one humanity. We all belong to a single Kli, Adam Rishon, one soul, the upper force, the good who does good, called nature, or the creator, is one for everyone. And this is why connection between us is the only thing that can bring us closer to that spiritual higher source of ours. And we will discover it, and then it will be good for us. That's all. This is why dissemination in our time is very important. We went through a connection in the Congress. Now let us take care of continuing the connection between us, but also disseminating the method of connection. Without that, humanity now in 2021, we will enter great troubles. We think that through this vaccination, we can rid ourselves of all of the problems. We will not rid ourselves of anything. It will just become more clear to us that even though we have a vaccination, we are in trouble. This will be more, it will be more clear to us that, well, we're vaccinated. We're not even getting sick. Even those who were sick, they're becoming more healthy, but nothing is working for us. That is, we're advancing towards a greater recognition of evil. So the problem is not with the virus. The problem is in our more internal virus. The recognition of evil must be more and more clear. This is what we're heading towards. And therefore, according to this, we need to disseminate and explain it more and more. And by that, we will shorten the path for the whole of humanity to get to know the bad and reach the good. Try.
Ita 4.
Av, la nostra domanda è questa. Cosa accade in un momento di discesa? Il nostro desiderio di ricevere.
The question is, what happens in the moment of descent? Does our will to receive become greater?
Well, we call it a descent by mistake. It's not a descent, it's an ascent on the left line. That is an ascent in the corrupted desire, so that in the right line, we will position against it the force of bestowal, the force of reception, the force of bestowal, the force of reception, the force of bestowal. This is how we rise. The Creator shows us, He awakens within us a greater force of reception. This is called night. And each day starts with the night. And I must raise against it the force of bestowal, the day. And that way, night, day, night, day.
מתרגמים לסגור סאונד בבקשה.
Translators, please turn off your sound.
טוב.
Okay? Good.
מי יש לנו שם?
Tbilisi. What do we have there? Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Из вашего объяснения я понимаю...
Good morning, dear Rav. From your explanation... I understand that we need to wake up every morning with an intention to disperse the darkness and to bring light to the group and to come with that intention to the group and to live with that daily. How true is that?
It's correct. Do it this way and you will succeed.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
רב, תגיד בבקשה, איך לבקש נכון את התרופה?
Of how to correctly ask for the remedy in the spiritual work.
Well, you need to ask for it. I don't know, you have to compose a prayer each time according to your lack, according to how you detect the gap between the existing state in which you are and the desirable state that you would like to get to. And ask over that to reach from the existing to the desirable. Tel Aviv 3.
Hello, Rav. We just spoke now about the pandemic. We talk about it all the time. The vaccine has arrived, seemingly finally. What's Rav saying? Is a vaccine that was made in such a short time without knowing any of its future effects. Does Rav recommend to take the vaccine or not?
I am not a doctor. Don't ask me about that. There are rabbis who tell you what to do in your life. I tell you only what to do in your spiritual life. That's it. If you're asking me, please ask me only about where I understand something. But besides that, I do not get into any other domain. Who to get married with and what to do in life and what kinds of businesses should I open or close and other things. I don't get into all of these things, none of that. I am only some kind of a guide for spiritual life, for spiritual advancement. And also, in a very restricted manner, only for my students. One who is not my student, I can't do anything for him, because I give advice to people who want to rise in faith above reason, the force of bestowal above the force of reception. Those people are called Yehudim, unique people. They're unique individuals. They have a point in the heart. They have a yearning for the Creator, for the revelation of the Creator. So to these people, I can offer what to do. But all of the other people, I'm not talking to them. I can't offer to them what to do. Besides general things that connection will bring us to the good. Because by that we are in harmony with the whole general nature.
And the fact that now they're going to do a green passport or something for those who got the vaccine.
Yudalef, listen to me. I am not going into some territory which is not mine. I don't want to say anything about it, not for it, not against it. That's it. If you ask me, am I going to get vaccinated or not? I'm not rushing to do it for the time being, but later on, who knows? If it needs to be done, I'll do it. The doctor was given permission to heal, and Rabash would go to the doctors meticulously. He would later follow up on what the doctors told him. This is something that I can say because I was next to him and I gave him medications from the doctors who recommended it, and he would take them. But we need to see. Listen, I dwell within my own people. I need to try to be inside of the nation, of the people, with respect to these things, among the people. If this is customary among the people, I do it. Also, if it's not customary in the people, I don't do it. I don't follow arguments or, you know, all kinds of special groups or methods. Whatever the people usually do, do that. That is the approach that we should have, that the Kabbalists should have, and this is what I can recommend to you. That's it. Don't be outstanding, exceptional. And see how the people of Israel will behave. And what the people of Israel in general will do, this is how the Creator is aiming them, and you can also join that and be like that. That's it.
Maktu.
Доброе утро. Придя в Кабалу, тяжело остаться в материальной жизни без изменений. Может, какие-то упражнения помочь мне в любви ближнему, к обычному человеку?
To stay in the corporeal state without changes. Are there exercises to help a regular person?
Well, there are so many advice by Rabash and Baal HaSulam that I have nothing else to add. Look again at what they write, and from that you will learn how you can help others to be connected to
Kiev.
Those you want, or yes or no, Kiev.
Да, да, дорогой Рав. Вот я записал за вами. Вы сказали, я забочусь о том, чтобы товарищи.
Yes, dear Rav, I wrote that you said that I want to make sure that the friends are constantly in the illumination of Chassadim, and they will receive the illumination of Chokhmah. I want to do it in the lesson now.
Well, it's preferable to connect them together until your inclination towards connection will make it so that the light of Hasadim will fill up the desires between you, so you'll have a common desire. Each one of you is a single desire. Try to connect all of these desires with the intention to be together, be connected. Then it will be felt that among you you have something that is tying you together, which is the light of Hasadim. At first it will be little, then more and more and more, until you will start to feel that it's like a cloud, like a field that is tying you together. Try to do that. And you will feel that this is what the Creator wants you to feel as a result of your connection. As much as your connection will be above your desires, you will feel this attitude more until you would start to discover there the force of connection, which is the Creator. PT 18.
If I am now certain that I'm drilling a hole in this boat of my ten, I'm certain I can't justify anything. What can I do in that case?
I'll tell you what to do, but you should do it. Will you say? Are you saying yes? Hanoch?
Yes.
Stop thinking and talking about yourself. That's all.
Rak al ze.
Just that. Stop thinking about who am I, what am I, because for sure, by this you are the opposite of the Creator. So don't think. Don't start thinking, who am I, what am I, where am I, what am I doing, what will be with me. Stop. It's as if you do not exist. That's all. Not more than that. We have an agreement?
Haifa 3.
Does a person have the strength to separate the will to receive to the will to bestow?
Please repeat it.
Does a person have the ability to differentiate, to separate the will to receive and the will to bestow?
Each and every person has such an ability because no things are more in contrast than these two desires. The will to bestow always exists inside of someone. I want to bestow to him. The will to receive is in me. I want to give to myself. And you cannot be mistaken about it. Just think about where is your desire? Where is it aimed? This arrow, where is it pointing? And accordingly, you will realize what it is. Is it a will to receive or a will to bestow? Tel Aviv 4.
Shalom Rav. Rav.
Hello, Rav. About getting vaccinated or not, then the FDA...
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Are you listening? I don't want to hear you at all. And specifically about all of these wise stuff. We're done. You have no idea what we're engaging in. So just sit there quietly and listen, not more. Don't turn on your microphone. Over the last few days, I have no idea where you are. I don't want any more of this. We're done. Sit quietly, listen, until you will understand what is our direction. And then we will make it work. And if not, I'm telling you, it's going to be bad. There will be no connection between us. You don't understand how I'm relating to this thing. I don't want to hear about these vaccinations or any of it. I said what is my view. I realize that this awakens within you all kinds of questions, but I said we have to wait. This is what I recommend. Bit by bit, it will become more clear, maybe. I don't know, but what I'm saying to wait according to what? Because it says, I dwell within my own people. It's a verse from the Torah. So I need to go along with the majority. The majority, these herd, when they will go to get vaccinated, I will also go among them. And that's it. Did you understand this rule? Beyond that, I'm not going to say anything.
Dudi,
we
move on or we'll sing?
I think we need to have a song and move on to tests. It will arrange our mind a little bit, our head.
אחים בני כל העם הזה כל כך שלמים מחוברים שרים הטוב